Reading is Exodus chapter 1 verse 20 to Exodus chapter 2 verse 10, and it's the Message version. God was pleased with the midwives. The people continued to increase in number, a very strong people. And because the midwives honoured God, God gave them families of their own. So Pharaoh issued a general order to all his people. Every boy that is born, drown him in the Nile, but let the girls live. A man from the family of Levi married a Levite woman. The woman became pregnant and had a son. She saw there was something special about him and hid him. She hid him for 3 months. When she couldn't hide him any longer, she got a little basket boat made of papyrus, waterproofed it with tar and pitch, and placed the child in it. Then she set it afloat in the reeds at the edge of the Nile. The baby's older sister found herself a vantage point a little way off and watched to see what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the Nile to bathe. Her maidens strolled on the bank. She saw the basket boat floating in the reeds and sent her maid to get it. She opened it and saw the child, a baby, crying. Her heart went out to him. She said, "This must be one of the Hebrew babies." Then his sister was before her. "Do you want me to go and get a nursing mother from the Hebrews so she can nurse a baby for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes, go." The girl went and got and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter told her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me. I'll pay you." The woman took the child and nursed him. After the child was weaned, she presented him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her son. She named him Moses, pulled out, saying, "I pulled him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.
We'll be sitting and thinking, heard it, not only because it's quite a familiar story, but because Rob used that very same reading 3 weeks ago. If I checked the rota before making my decision, no, I wouldn't have chosen something else. What Rob didn't do, though, was give you the opportunity to make paper boats and Play-Doh babies. And I felt sure that we've got some engineers in here that would surely have been trying to construct the best paper boat possible. We've got a pool and water downstairs. Let's have some fun. I had a go myself. Here's one I made earlier. There you go. The good thing about using A0 is that you can actually wear it as a hat as well. If you flip the paper over, there's another design, which looks quite untidy, but I think is probably better. So if Alison hasn't emptied the pool, we'll see how they do later. I think actually we could have had this passage every week through the summer. There are midwives, there are the Hebrew women, there's Jochebed. Rob, correct my pronunciation if you feel the need. Miriam, the maidens, and today thinking about Pharaoh's daughter. Not because she went against her father's wishes. That's not something that I know anything about at all in my house. Harriet, you don't get embarrassed too much when I talk about you, do you? Let's hope not. So Pharaoh's daughter. In this passage we have the Pharaoh, who is scared of the growth of the Hebrew people. He's afraid, he's insecure perhaps, and he becomes oppressive and cruel, and I don't want to repeat the order that he made. His daughter, fully aware of what her father wanted, finding this baby, acts in a very different way. She acts with kindness, with generosity. She resists the evil of her father's wishes to do good to this baby. The words that we heard from the message that struck me in verse 6, her heart went out to him. In the church Bibles, it says that she felt sorry for him. In many translations, it says that she took pity on him. But the Hebrew word is compassion. something moving inside you when you feel. And the word is also related to the word for womb. I don't have one, but this is slightly less rude than pointing at any of you. She felt in her womb compelled to act, the compassion she felt. And she acted like a mother. She rescued the baby from the water. She ensured that he was fed and provided for before eventually adopting him as her own. Pharaoh's daughter, not only courageous in going against what her father wants, acts with compassion, moved within. Moving into the New Testament, we hear more about compassion. There's a word, again, if anyone would like to correct my pronunciation, feel free. Splanknidzai. That's it. And it's to feel it deep within, to feel it in your innards, not your womb necessarily, but your guts. Do you ever get feelings in your guts? Something moves you? Something makes you feel something? It's there within. It's not just the thought or a bit of a feeling, but it really gets you within. And one of the most well-known examples of this splanknidzai is from a well-known story. When a father is filled with compassion at the sight of his son, and he runs to greet him. Anyone don't know the story I'm talking about? The prodigal son. A story Jesus uses to tell us about what God is like. A father who is moved in his guts with compassion to run and greet his son, to welcome him home and back into the family. Compassion runs right through the Bible, and we see it in the example of Jesus himself. Perhaps best known in that two-word verse, as Jesus wept for his friend. Perhaps as he grieves over Jerusalem. Or perhaps most powerfully for me, as he looks down from the cross and says, Father, forgive them. Compassion runs right through the Bible. It didn't matter that the daughter of a Pharaoh was a foreigner. It didn't matter that perhaps she would be considered an enemy. She knew something of God's compassion and love, moved within and used as part of his rescue plan. In Exodus, the princess is unnamed. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, there is reference to the daughter of Pharaoh, and she's given the name Bithia. That's the only reference within the Bible, but there are some Jewish traditions that would say Bithia and the Pharaoh's daughter in Exodus 2 are the same person. Bithia means daughter of Yahweh. Some suggest that the Pharaoh's daughter, not only disobeying her father's will, but actually joined the Hebrew people on their escape from Egypt and became adopted into their family. She knew God's compassion and love. We pray today, Pippa, Saskia, Harriet, that as you are lifted out of the water, you know the compassion and love of a Father God that runs to greet you. A Father who offers you new life, who offers you welcome into his family. Harriet, I know you don't like that I say I wanted to call you Morag, but I like today to think that all three of you can share in a new name, Bithia, daughters of Yahweh.